much motivated for every game. You know, we started off 1-0, and we're looking forward to building on that momentum. And obviously in front of our home crowd, two games in a row to start out the season, that's really big for us. So we're looking forward to a great game, and obviously they're a very good football team, as they showed with their comeback last week. I mean, it was a very impressive game.
How did you feel physically in that Chiefs game, playoff game?
Oh, in the playoff game?
Yeah.
Felt like a broken down car trying to keep rolling. And at some point there, it kind of shut down the whole thing. But, you know, try to do whatever I could to play.
You remember the first game, Fisher got blasted. I can't remember where it was, somewhere, saying he didn't play. So he didn't want to go against you. What do you think about him when you played against him a little bit in the second?
I don't have a lot of feelings. I just go out there and I do my job and I try and get to the quarterback. And whoever's in front of me, it's my job to beat him.
JJ, obviously you can't look ahead of New England, but there is a quick turnaround. You got the Chiefs on Sunday, New England on Thursday. Bill's talked about trying to start fast this season, you know, find your identity early. Two pretty good tests, obviously, for you guys, having the Chiefs and New England within 5 days of each other.
I mean, I think it's honestly the old adage of you're taking it one game at a time. We aren't looking anywhere past Kansas City Chiefs. They're a good enough team for us to worry about without having to worry about another team. So it's just working on this Sunday, a very good opponent. We're looking forward to the game.
Were you sore after that first game?
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, regular sore. It wasn't my back. The first game.
Was it sore, was it?
I mean, yeah, it feels good to be playing football. I mean, after 1 week of practice and playing a game, it's definitely a good soreness to feel. But I think as the game went on, I started to knock the rust off. And I mean, even in practice, you know, you can just feel it day by day. It starts to come back and a little bit more like myself each day.
Go ahead, Mark.
JJ Johnson.
Look at that. Rare. Friendly banter here. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Jonathan talked about, Bill said earlier in the week that there was some relevancy to last year's game with the Chiefs. Go back and look at it. Look at some things that happened that you try to do different. Jonathan said you have to have that game in the back of your mind, what you're looking for. How much did you hurt after that game in the playoffs? And how much is that on your mind going into this game against these guys?
You know, I think we learned from the film, obviously. I mean, you know, you're always going to watch film of an opponent you just played recently. But they're going to do different things. You know, they're going to try different things. Nobody's going to play the same way they played you. But, yeah, I mean, obviously when that was our last loss of last season, it's a tough one. It's definitely a little bit on your mind, but I think it's a new year, a new season. We're really excited about this one, and we're looking forward to an opportunity to try and go out there and start 2-0.
Whitney is the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Talk about the job he's doing.
Oh, he's incredible. He had a great game, obviously very deserving. Two sacks, the forced fumble, the way he's playing, the way he works. He's a great player, and he's doing a great job, and I think he's going to have a huge year. He just needs to keep doing what he's doing. He's really come along in his progression as a player.
Did you say what you said earlier about feeling better as the game went on? How eager are you to get in another game with 2 weeks of practice?
Yeah, I think for me it's more just I'm eager to get out to practice every day because I know that every rep I take is so important, especially right now. Even in practice today, I mean, just each rep I take, I feel stronger, I feel better. You know, you get your eyes back, you get everything back. So it's not necessarily me looking forward to Sunday yet. It's me looking forward to Thursday's practice now.
JJ, before the game Sunday, you guys went up to the flag and you waved it. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the whole flag controversy, about kneeling and everything that's going on?
I think everybody can do what they choose to do. Everybody can form their own opinion on how they want to do it.
Why did y'all decide to do that? You're one of like three teams that did it.
I mean, that's just what we chose to do. Everybody's different. Everybody has their own opinions, and that's what we chose to do.
JJ, would you have had that game been still up in the air 4 or 5 minutes ago? You wouldn't have shut it down in January, right? Or were you just flat done?
It was. I mean, it was a combination of the trainers and myself. Right. I mean, I'm sure I would have given it a shot. I don't know. It's a hypothetical. It's hard to say. I mean, I would have given it a shot. But at that point, all five of the muscles were pretty much off there. So I don't think we would have been much effective.
You did not play because of the score. You just were physically done.
Yeah, we kind of came to an agreement that they wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me go back in. they politely said it. So yeah, it's just the way it went.
Did you feel worse physically or mentally after that game?
About the same. It was pretty rough all around. I mean, it wasn't a pleasant day.
JJ, you get excited for every play, no matter what the alignment. But the way you were lining up with all those speed guys last week, is that like? Extra.
We have a lot of great pass rushers, which is a lot of fun. I mean, you see guys flying all around. You never know which way it's going to come from. And even guys like BMAC and guys flying around. So you never know where it's going to come from, Whitney, from Simon, from JD. There's guys flying around everywhere. And it's a lot of fun to play in defense when you have that much kind of firepower to have fun with.
How about
Max? Oh, he's doing great. Max is a really smart kid. I don't know why I call him a kid. I think he's like a year younger than me. But he's a great player. I mean, he's super smart. He's one of the hardest workers around. Does a lot for this team, so he's going to do a great job filling in for Kush.
JJ, I know you're really hard on yourself. Were you frustrated to be out on the field but not be able to do everything that you normally can do or not be yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely frustrating for me to go out there and to not be able to, in the beginning of the game, not be the player I wanted to be. I think by the end of the game, it started to get back to myself, and I'm happy I did it because I learned exactly what I need to get better at, and so now I know the exact areas I need to improve upon. I can get ready for this week.
Can you define a rust? What is the rust? Because obviously you know what you want to do, and you know what you can do.
That's for me to know, and you to watch the tape and find out if you want.